Hello?
Do you want to die tonight, Cece?
Eat shit and live, Bill.
Yeah, Bill, get a little wet. Come on.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Vintage Horror Podcast, where we talk about all horror, not just the vintage kind. I'm your host, Kyle, and with me today I have Maria.
Hi there.
And Mark.
Hello, how's it going? I am a robot.
Today we will be discussing Dead Alive, aka Braindead, from 1992, but first we're going to crack a cold one open.
With a boys and girl.
All right, Maria, tell us what's been up.
What has been up with me? I have been in the coldest weather I've ever wanted. Like, I hated it. We were stranded at home with less than an inch of ice.
I thought you were going to say you're stranded like in your car on the freeway.
People don't know how to drive here in rain, sleet, snow. So I don't go outside. I try not to drive. So I was stranded, and people act insane like it's the apocalypse when any kind of bad weather comes. All the shelves are just gone, the TP empty, like water is done. There was no use. So I was able to stock up beforehand. So we were able to, because we were just afraid that our houses are not made for that kind of weather. So constantly pipes will burst and just crazy crap will happen in our house.
Yeah, you just gotta put the heat on.
Yeah.
Oh wow, we never have to put the heat on. So yeah, so it was bad for a day, and thankfully it was, you know, MLK, so we were like all at home anyway. But I did venture out yesterday. Last night I went to a Stars game, which was super fun, and I was so trying not to scream because I knew we were going to record and I didn't want to lose my voice. So I think I did a pretty good job.
It's all right. You don't say anything worth listening to. So scream away, Maria.
Now, I'll note that for next time. But yeah, just watching, you know, the Cowboys lose, and that was totally unexpected. But other than that, yeah, not too much going on with me. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys lost on Sunday. I almost killed myself. If I had a toaster, I would have put it in the fucking bathtub. But I don't have a toaster. Me and Kyle went to Story of the Year the night before. It was our 20th anniversary of Page Avenue.
Yep, Page Avenue.
Or Page, yeah, Page. Page, yeah, Page.
Page Avenue.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew a lot of their songs. I was just telling Kyle last night, I think they're like a government band. Like, they were made by like a fucking, like, I don't know,
in
like
an insider somewhere. In music.
I don't know. They just seem so generic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's good.
They're okay. I don't know. It was cool to go. You know, I was sweated a lot, but it was fine. Really, nothing has been going on because we really recorded like 2 weeks ago our Gremlins episode. That was our Christmas episode, but happened after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I was on call, did nothing. I've been watching Psych a lot. I'm trying to finish that again because then I'm going to start probably a different TV show. I don't know what. Maybe How I Met Your Mother.
Which one are you watching?
Psych.
Psych? Oh, yeah, Psych. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good, like, one. Not S-I-K-E. Like Psych.
No, Psych.
Psych.
Like Psych.
Yeah, me and Kyle have been playing a lot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Got back into that a lot. So hopefully they continue to update that and make it fun. But
I mean, it's fun now. I think we're at a point where we're just kind of fucking around now. So it's like,
yeah, I guess like trying different things. You know, I wish Maria had a PS5, but then could play with us. But
I don't have, or an Xbox. So
you can get an Xbox Series X or a PS5.
Will it work with an older one?
No.
No, it has to be the newer. Like,
I might
PS5.
Look into. No, yeah. I don't know. No, not
some blood.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I really haven't been up to too much. Nothing. I might go to the Stars game this weekend when they play the Devils on Saturday. But
yay, make sure to root for the Stars.
Well, of course I would. But other than that, really haven't been up to too much, you know? It's cold as fuck here and I hate it. So, Kyle?
Talking about it being cold, I think about it way more than I should, but Maria having the heated steering wheel, and when we first met her, I was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why do you have a heated steering wheel in fucking Texas?
I use it once a year.
And then I was thinking, like, wow, she's probably definitely using it now. That's actually a smart investment. I wish I had one, because it's cold here too.
It was so nice. I have the heated seats and the heated steering wheel. It's so nice.
Yeah. So yeah, me and Mark did see Story of the Year in New Jersey at Starland, and that was on Saturday. And the Sunday before that, I went and saw them in Philly by myself. So
yeah,
if I wasn't on call the day after me and Mark went, I would have went again to New York to see them. I love Page Avenue; it's one of my favorite albums of all time. And yes, they sound like a studio, like put them together. I get it.
Yes.
But it's just like Simple Plan too. Like it's, but I think that was,
I love Simple Plan.
Yeah, me too. But if you listen to those bands, they just sound like teen, like angsty shit. And like, they're not saying anything. Like there's nothing revolutionary in what they're saying. Like it's not set in clever ways, but it's like, wow, this hits, man. And like,
yeah,
I think that was just that time period though.
Good time.
Yeah. Besides that, you know, I got a new job, as of February. Yes, I did. As I put in my 2 weeks yesterday, as of February 1st, I'll be at this new job. So by the time this comes out, I'll be at that new job. And
wow, congrats!
Yeah, thank you. Couldn't have done it without Mark. He facilitated that, so appreciate that, Mark. And yeah,
are you gonna be working together side by side?
No, I'm not working.
I just happen to know someone that's in the same field as him. And their company needed another position. And so
She's
like, I know you have like one friend or someone that might need a job. And I'm like, oh, actually, my friend Kyle does not like his job he's at now. So,
and what's weird is that person happens to be my half sister's second cousin. Weird. Right. Small world, bro.
Okay.
Small fucking world.
Sounds very inbred, but all right.
How's that inbred? The fuck?
I don't know. It just sounds like
not having sex with either one of them. So I don't understand what's happening.
Who's inbred?
She's saying fucking I am, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Rob's obviously not here. Fuck you, Rob. And yeah, that's it. So I guess we could just move right along. Oh, my hand's been hurting. I guess I could say that. I don't know why it just hurts right now. So I'm thinking about it. But all right, let's move on.
What?
Our next.
Is it because of jiu-jitsu?
No, I just, whenever I hold my phone, I rest it on my pinky. And lately it's been like straining my hand. I think I'm fucking getting old. There's like a bruise there.
So weak. Why are you so weak?
I know. All right. So we're going to move on to this week's little segment before the review. And it's going to be run by Maria herself.
Yes, this week we have trivia for you know-it-alls. And I'm saying that because Rob is not here. So I have 23 questions.
Oh, my God.
Am I supposed to take... Is that too much?
No.
You want me to scale it back?
No, but me and him...
Because they're going to go fast.
We don't know something. We don't know, yeah. You know?
They're going to go fast. I'm going to take...
How do you spell Halloween? How do you breathe?
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I forgot how to breathe.
What okay, is I'm keeping air? Score because I don't trust either one of you. All right. So okay, I'm gonna flip a coin. Who's got heads?
I think we both have a head, so
I guess me since I'm balding.
Okay, well, Mark, you're first.
I don't even know if that was real. Talk about not trusting people. I didn't even see you flip a fucking coin. What was that?
I don't know.
I did.
A burger.
She Googled coin flip and fucking clicked the button.
All right, Mark, this is your first question. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy play a villainous trio of witches who are inadvertently resurrected by a teenage boy in what 1993 Halloween film?
Hocus Pocus.
You got
this is
it.
Fucking dog shit. You said these were hard this week.
That was hard. I had a thing.
I went to
I
that
hate
house.
Bette Midler too.
Kyle.
What?
How many ghosts were originally contained in the glass house in the 2001 film 13 Ghosts?
12.
Damn, you're good. You got that right.
That was a Mark was like 13. Okay. Mark was like 13, I think.
I was going to say 13.
It's in
I
the
was.
Title.
Were you?
Because I thought they had to get the 14th ghost, but now I remember.
We literally just did that God. Movie.
I know. It was reviewed a joke, dude. I knew it was 12, you bitch.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Sandra Bullock and Sarah Paulson star in what 2018 film that takes place 5 years after an unseen presence drives most of society to suicide?
Bird Box.
Bitch. Didn't think you were going to get it. You got it.
It was a joke. Maria. It was a fake out. Kyle saw my face.
It wasn't a fake out.
And well, he was like, looked, yeah, he doesn't you looked, know.
You look clueless, so I see that face often. Let me see. Now it's Kyle. Oh. Okay. Kyle, while attempting a seance in a funeral parlor, a group of high school students accidentally release a demon in what 1988 film?
In a funeral parlor?
Mm-hmm.
I have zero idea. No idea.
Mark, don't Night Google of the it. Demons? I see it in your glasses. Yes, that is right. Night of the Demons.
Fuck. Okay. I tried to watch that once, and then it was the new one, and I said, all right, I don't want to watch this.
It's
I always want to send you the clip though. Of the girl from Night of the Demons when she's like, I think she's naked in the coffin or something like that. Or the guy's like hooking up with her in the funeral home.
I have no idea.
I don't know what movie that is. Okay, who's next? Okay, so Mark got that one.
So now it's back to me.
It's Kyle's. Okay. This slasher film character is also referred to as The Shape.
Michael Myers.
Correct.
Michael Audrey Myers, not Aubrey.
Aubrey. All right, Mark. Vanna White. This might be a little before your time. Vanna White stars in what 1981 film following the murders of a high school track team?
I didn't know she was in a movie.
She does more than turn letters, okay? I didn't know this one either, so don't feel bad.
Oh my God, I'm like, my brain hurts right now.
1981. You guys.
That's what I'm going with. I have a feeling I. Oh my God! Why? House on Sorority Row.
No, good guess. No.
I have no idea.
It is Graduation Day.
That was one I've been meaning to pick for a long time too.
I can't even remember.
It's got the axe on the cover.
You were really good about remembering covers. Okay. So this is Kyle's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. The 1997 directorial debut of animator Satoshi Kon is a psychological thriller about a singer who quits her band to pursue an acting career.
Perfect Blue.
Yes.
My bitch. Thanks, Maria. Appreciate that hookup.
It was a random...
It's not like Mark would have got okay. that, so.
I've never seen that movie. Is that even, I thought it was an anime movie.
Yeah, it is. It's also a horror movie.
Never knew it.
It's so good.
I'll let you borrow my blanket when it comes.
Keep you warm. How many blades are affixed to Freddy Krueger's glove?
4.
Correct.
Well, I mean, back in the lead what about now? In... Freddy vs. Jason, isn't it 5?
You know what? See,
I'm looking at the poster right now, bro. He only got 4 on that motherfucker.
And one of them, he has a thumb too. I thought.
Part 5, maybe.
Wait, who's next? Okay, it's Kyle.
Me. There's only 2 of us.
I get confused easily. In a makeshift jail cell, did you understand me?
Yep.
In a makeshift. Jail cell.
Why are you talking accent. Like that?
I can't.
I meant like you're from Texas.
In a makeshift jail cell, I kill two police officers and wear one of their faces to escape unnoticed. Who am I?
I believe that's Hannibal Lecter.
You are so right about that.
Yeah, duh. I'm the smartest man alive.
Mark. Yeah. How does the flesh-eating disease spread in the 2002 film Cabin Fever?
By the water. Is that what you mean?
By the water supply. Yes. Okay. I'm going to give it to you.
I was going
to
say the toilet water.
It's funny. John was watching it last night. He sent me a video of it.
Oh, wow. So you're cheating.
I like that movie. All right, Kyle. Named after a song title by the rock band Hole, Megan Fox starred in what 2009 film about a demonically possessed high school student?
Jennifer's Body?
I feel like you've asked something about Jennifer's Body.
All right,
I thought that was going to be like a trick question. I was like, wait.
I know. Some of them are. So, the 1998 science fiction horror film about otherworldly parasites was written by Kevin Williamson and directed by Robert Rodriguez. The Faculty is right. These are too easy.
You're giving too much information.
It's the card.
What movie am I thinking of?
Yeah.
What movie am I thinking of?
That's better.
Yeah.
Try with me.
Okay, what movie am I thinking? All right, Kyle. You better step it up. Okay. You've got the body, I've got the brain. Name the movie. That's the tagline. Or not, it's the line. You've got the body, I've got the brain.
That's Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge.
Very good.
Suck my ass. I don't know if you were going to accept just Nightmare on Elm Street, but I know he says that to Jesse.
I was not going to accept Nightmare on Elm Street.
What tagline? What do you mean tagline? It's on the poster?
Not every single tagline is on a poster. No, I said it's not a tagline.
Oh, I was just thinking, it's not on my poster. So
it's not on, taglines aren't on.
No, I said.
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, The Man of Your Dreams is back.
Yeah, you know there's multiple taglines for every movie, right?
No, there's not. There's only but one, and that's wrong.
I didn't say tagline. I said you did.
Oh, sorry. Will Smith. And Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Whose turn is it?
It's Mark.
That's a good song.
There's only two people.
We're both bald, so.
One of us is on our headset.
Going to the bald guy. Okay, what is the name of the guidebook for spirit new to the afterlife in Beetlejuice? Don't Google it.
Necronomicon.
No.
Fuck, it's something like the book for the strange and unusual.
No, that's something that Lydia says.
Yeah, that's not the name of the book. I don't know. What is it? I've never seen Beetlejuice, by the way.
Shut your mouth. It's not very the good. Handbook for the recently deceased.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
That was not even close.
You're right.
Okay, whose turn is it? Kyle. Mine. After being bitten by a rabid bat, I turn on a single mother and her son while trapped in their car. Who am I?
I'm sorry, say that again.
After being bitten by a rabid bat, I turn on a single mother and her son while trapped in their car. Who am I?
Cujo.
Yes, Cujo.
Friendly Mark was trying to distract me dog. By talking shit, so.
You should be used to that. Okay, this says tagline. Okay, Mark? Tagline. Sleep all day, party all night.
Lost Boys.
Never grow old. Never. Can I get it out? Okay.
You know I am a Lost Boy, right?
Are you lost right now?
Yeah. From Peter Pan, maybe. Okay. So, Kyle, how did the masked intruder respond to the question, why are you doing this, in the 2008 movie The Strangers?
Because you were home.
Because you were home. Terrifying. You're right.
Yeah. Scared me to death. I'm still scared right now.
I've only seen that movie once because it scared me so much. Okay, Mark. This horror icon is most notably known for his role as Captain Spaulding in Rob Zombie films. Who is he?
Sid Haig.
Correct.
Yeah, but who here has the Sid Haig tattoo? That's what I want to know.
Me. It's my back piece.
Let me see it then. Take your shirt off. Respectfully.
Okay, Kyle.
Respectfully.
Okay, who's next? All right.
Me, obviously.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue, one is dead, and so are you. Name the movie.
Rosemary's Baby. No. So, yeah, I know. Fuck.
No, you said.
I know. I'm an idiot. Fuck. I'm an idiot. Fuck. God damn it. That's not
roses
what I meant.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. One is dead. So are you. Name the movie.
I have literally no idea.
Can I answer?
Yes. What is it?
The Prowler.
Wrong.
Oh, never mind.
It's My Bloody Valentine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, 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 yeah. We were going to go to Canada to see it, but we didn't, so that's why I've never seen it. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. This is Mark's one. Yeah. Mark's question. Okay. All right, tagline, Mark. When there's no more room in hell, dead will walk the earth.
Name Dawn of the Dead.
Yay. Got it. Okay, we only have a few more. All right. Kyle.
Yep.
In 1998, the first installment of what slasher series focused on murders at a college campus that resembled folklore or legend?
Urban Legend?
Yes. Correct. Okay, Mark.
He gets all the easy ones.
After the traumatizing events at the Overlook Hotel, Dan Torrance meets a teen who shares the same gift as him called The Shine in what 2019 film? I never saw it either.
I don't like The Shining and I don't remember what that fucking new movie is called. I know it.
There should be a timer.
There should be a timer, 100%. But I'm like talking it through because I know what it is, but I can't figure it out. Why can't I figure it out? Oh my god, it's my brain hurts. Dreamcatcher boy.
Doctor Sleep.
Doctor Sleep. That is correct. Doctor Sleep. Okay, this is the last question. Kyle, you it's are goes in to Mark. Lead by one.
Okay,
it goes is to Mark. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. Dang, you guys can tie this up. Okay. What crime did the group of teens commit in the film I Know What You Did Last Summer?
They ran over someone and dumped his body in the water.
I don't think that's a crime.
Hit and run?
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So you guys are tied right now.
All right, tiebreaker. Let's go. Tiebreaker. And then we flip for it.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to pick a random card.
It should automatically go to me because you got first pick, and that's kind of like football, you know?
How are we going to do this? Are you going to flip a coin. Does it go to Kyle?
No, he doesn't want me to win. So
it doesn't matter.
He doesn't want me to win. So. I see that look on your face. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin?
Yeah, or pretend to again.
Shut your mouth. Is it heads? Mark, you have heads again, okay? Oh, shit, I lost it. Hold on.
This is collusion to the highest degree.
Oh, it's tails. Sorry.
It's January 6th all over again.
Kyle.
Yep.
All right. What was Chris Hemsworth's character writing when he smashes into an artificial wall in the 2011 film Cabin in the Woods?
Fuck.
Kyle's never seen this.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
I remember the one time I
think I'm going to be wrong, but I think it's a motorcycle.
I need more specific. It's a motorcycle.
Dirt bike.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, dirt bike. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Kyle is the big winner.
Did we do that movie?
No, I was going I remember the one time you said you never seen it.
I haven't. Why did I watch it then?
I don't know. I remember the one time I said, I probably picked that and you're like, yeah, I never seen it.
I think it was right after.
Probably right after you said that.
We did trivia and somebody asked who the person was like at the end, the big star. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. And then I think like the next weekend I watched it.
Ridiculous.
All right. Thanks, Maria. You know, I always knew you could help me win. Thanks for sending me those questions ahead of time. You know, wink, wink.
Totally random.
There just happened to be a perfect blue one for me in there. That's pretty random. Yeah.
Right?
I didn't know.
It was meant for me. Okay?
I didn't know who that person was until she said, like, the pop star that wanted to be an actress. I was like, oh, okay, no, I got this. That I do know. The director? No idea. All right, so we'll move right on to the main event. The movie that we are going over this episode is Dead Alive, also known as Brain Dead. I believe Dead Alive is the American title for it, and Brain Dead was the New Zealand title, original title. It was released August 13th, 1992 in New Zealand, and then February 12th, 1993 in the U.S. It's rated R with a runtime of an hour and 44 minutes, which I guess is like the extended version or something like that. Because there's some scenes in it that like aren't obviously up to date with like the rest of the movie. So they discolored and they look like dog shit. It had an estimated budget of $3 million, grossed $242,000 worldwide, which I don't understand how the fuck that works. I really don't understand how anybody makes money doing that shit.
Wikipedia just said that was in America that they only made 242.
I saw on IMDb it said worldwide.
Yeah.
It was a flop either way.
It holds a 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb. On Rotten Tomatoes, has 89% on the tomato meter, 86% audience score, and Letterboxd a 3.9 out of 5, which I want to say is all better than Gremlins. So fuck that movie. Thank you.
Fuck Gremlins.
I'm just going to go over the director because I didn't even look at the cast. I assume it's nobody of note in the cast.
Literally nothing that I've seen them in.
Yeah. But we obviously the director, Peter Jackson, everyone should know him for the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the Hobbit trilogy, King Kong from 2005, which he also wrote those or produced them, I think. I think he helped produce them. And he also produced Mortal Engines from 2018, which I think they thought was going to be a big hit, and then it wasn't. So if you saw pictures, you'd probably know. You'd be like, oh, that thing that I didn't watch because nobody watched it.
Right.
He also directed The Frighteners. He produced that too. And he also did Bad Taste, which is what I thought this movie was. So like when you, because I had never seen this movie. So when you said this movie, I was like, oh, it's those like alien looking things. Okay, for sure. I know what you're talking about. That's not what it was. So, and it was written by Stephen Sinclair, who helped him write Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, and also his wife and him.
You said Lord of the Rings, Twin Towers?
The Two Towers.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Too soon.
And his wife helped him on almost every project, starting with The Frighteners on. So she's a big collaborator with her.
Nice.
And we'll just, unless anybody else has anything to add interesting, we can just move right into.
No, really. I went over the cast. I wouldn't know anyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, so the movie starts out in 1957. I guess that's when the whole movie takes place. And
wait, it does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the whole movie's supposed to be set as 1957.
Oh, I thought that was just a flashback scene. Always every time I've seen this.
No. And so it starts out with some zoologist that's trying to get some quote-unquote rat monkey from an island called Skull Island. It's a hybrid of a creature that was the result of, like, you know, tree monkeys that were raped by rats. I don't really understand how
That's
monkeys get raped by rats, anyway. But so the zoologist who's trying to steal the monkey or the rat monkey, he gets bitten by the rat monkey, and then
they all start screaming, "I'm fucking Sengay!" Or so. What are they? What are they screaming?
The zoologist crew, they start, you know, dismembering him because they understand what's happening. So anywhere that they see the wound on him, his arm, face, they just start hacking him to pieces. The monkey gets flown to Wellington, which I don't even know where the fuck that Wellington actually is, but it's a place named Wellington because it's going to be put in a zoo. And we see a girl named Paquita, who's Spanish Romani or something like that.
I think it's like a racist like one.
Yeah. Paquita Sanchez. I think that's also Maria's last name. That's really weird.
No, it's not. It's Gonzalez.
I thought it was Wetback.
Well, it's not your last name. Okay. You're married. You belong to your husband.
Yeah. His property. I saw it in Chappelle Show.
So Paquita gets like her fortune read through tarot cards, and her grandmother says that she's going to fall in love with somebody with a star as like, I guess the, what's the word I'm looking for is like the sign that she'll see to know who she's supposed to fall in love with. And then a guy named Lionel comes in, knocks over some pens. They go in the shape of like, even though she's annoyed because she's like, I have to take this guy's order, what the fuck? And then but the pens fall in like the shape of a star. She's like, oh, this is the guy I'm in love with now all of a sudden. I'm not mad anymore. They wind up going to the zoo together on a date where Lionel's mother, overbearing mother, follows them. In short, she gets bit by the fucking rat creature.
So, I saw this movie when I was a kid. And I thought that was like a real rat creature.
Dude, it is real. The claymation got you, huh?
Yeah, when I was literally like 4 years old when I saw this, I remember, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that monkey looks like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the zoo and find one.
The rat monkey winds up biting her. She fucking stomps it to fucking death, like one big like stomp, crushing it. And then she gets taken home by Lionel. Over the course of hours, she starts to get sick. When I don't remember, some like league, women's league people come to her house that she's supposed to like be a treasurer of.
Ladies welfare,
which is weird because it's also like there's a guy there that's ahead of it too, you know. Why is women can't have anything, you know?
No,
this is the world we live in.
Thank you.
She starts, you know, decaying in front of them. They leave. Lionel puts his mother to bed, I believe. Correct? Her name is what? Vera? Is that?
Vera.
Yeah. But overnight, she starts to take a turn for the worse. So they have a nurse come out who, I guess, declares that Vera is dead. No, because she comes back to life as a zombie.
Ish.
What do you mean, ish? She's a zombie.
She's dead-ish.
Yeah, I guess. But she comes back as a zombie, which I guess is dead-ish, and winds up biting the nurse, who also turns into a zombie, and then Lionel has to lock them in the basement or somewhere. Maybe not in the basement yet.
Yeah, it's the basement,
And then he goes out to get animal tranquilizers from, I guess, like an ex SS officer that found refuge in wherever the fuck they are. I don't really understand.
They're just giving it out back then.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Lionel's given the star pendant that by Paquita's grandmother, which I guess becomes like a bigger part of this movie. Vera, his mother, is like gets out of the basement. She goes to Paquita's shop. Where she gets hit by a fucking like trolley, creating a big scene. Oh my god,
the fucking best part.
Yeah, and then Lionel has to like tranquilize her in front of everyone, and they kind of say like, oh, she died from being hit by this trolley. Then they set up
shoots right into the fucking window, like the door. It's so fucking good.
I love it.
They set up a funeral for Vera, who's, you know, not actually like dead. And Lionel's trying to tranquilize her, even though like there's some bullshit in the back. The fucking person who's supposed to be embalming her like leaves, and there's just fucking embalming fluid kind of exploding everywhere out of Vera. But he like tries to tranquilize her so she doesn't like hurt him or the people who are attending the funeral, which winds up, you know, she tackles him through some glass in front of everyone, and everyone thinks he's just an asshole. So then he, yeah, after she's buried, he goes to the cemetery to try to dig her up, where there's some fucking, I want to say they're like greaser looking guys.
The punks, dude.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
I said hoods. They're hoods.
I put punks.
I said greasers because I think that was that time period. No, the 50s. That's literally when greasers
were. But then again, I thought this was like the 90s.
Oh, well.
totally wrong.
The greasers are for some reason just hanging out in the fucking the cemetery, and they try to like beat up on Lionel, who they think is just a grave robber, and then the fucking pastor of like the church comes out and starts doing like fucking karate to them. Yeah, but then when one of them's like pissing on her grave, Vera kind of comes out of the ground and starts turning everyone into zombies. I like how one of the greaser like zombies like deflects the fucking pastor father guy, and he just falls on like that sharp gravestone. Oh my god, it's so fucking funny. Yeah. Yeah. And so he brings all the zombies like back to his place though, and puts them in the basement and
the fucking party.
Yeah. After a while, his uncle kind of discovers like what's happening in the house, and he blackmails Lionel into giving him the estate pretty much, and the money estate, and then right away like people just start coming to the house because that's like his uncle Les's first fucking business is to just hold a party in the house. During the party, Paquita comes, she tries to like make up with Lionel, but then she finds the zombies in the basement. I don't know why everyone suddenly just can find these zombies in the basement. Yeah. She like tells like Lionel, well, she and Les, his uncle Les, had been saying like, yeah, you need to get rid of those fucking dead bodies, but like she kind of convinces him like, hey, use the poison, kill the zombies, like you can't just keep them down here forever like chained up. Yeah. And can't keep tranking them. But then it turns out that the poison that they are giving her is actually animal fucking
stimulant,
yes. Which I don't know how why there's two labels on that, but there is. and then they all just start, they're not just regular zombies anymore, they're super zombies. They come out of the ground and they start fucking up the house, killing all the guests, and it's literally just chaos, fucking chaos. Like, and this is where there's been gory effects up to this point, but this is where like it's in full effect. Like people are just being ripped apart. Mm-hmm. Eventually Lionel comes into the house with the fucking lawnmower and just starts it and starts walking through all these zombies, chopping them into little pieces. Paquita's taking the limbs that are left in small pieces and like shoving them in a blender, all until there's no one left except for Mother, who pops out of the ground. Now she's a giant demon-esque thing, and she follows them up to the roof where she tries to swallow Lionel, but he uses that star pendant that he was given to rip through her. She falls into the house that's on fire currently, and Lionel and Paquita kind of walk away after a nice little kiss. And that's the long and short of it.
Yeah.
We'll shoot it over to Mark first. Tell us how you feel about...
I haven't seen this movie in a very long time. I forgot how much downtime there is in it, and that kind of bums me out because I always like this movie a lot. It's very Evil Dead-esque. Mm-hmm. And for the first hour and 20 minutes of the movie, there's not a lot that really happens, you know, and then like the end of it is like the gore, you know, like all these crazy kills, like the person like skin gets ripped off their whole head, like, I don't know if you guys remember that part.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Yeah, yeah.
That is wild. And then there's like they break the person's legs and then rip the skin off his legs, and it's just like his bones. Mm-hmm. And so it gets wild out there. For like, I without nostalgia factor, thinking about when I'd seen this when I was a kid and stuff like that, I would say a 2.5 out of 5. It's there's a lot of more downtime and bullshit that is in it than I remember. But with nostalgia and stuff, I would say it's probably a 3. So it's middle of the road. You know, it's very gory. If you like slapstick humor, like it's not Evil Dead, but it's Evil Dead-esque. If you remember back in the day when we did our top kills in movies, like Lionel's like Lawnmower Kill was on there because that thing is just like iconic. Him just running into everyone and just making a fucking zombie soup mesh.
Yep.
Honestly, it's worth the watch if you haven't seen it, for sure. I probably won't be revisiting this one anytime soon because I didn't realize how much downtime and bullshit just happens. I do enjoy the ending a lot. And so it's like a slow burn, but slower, I guess. So yeah, 2.5. My favorite kill is obviously Lionel with the lawnmower. I don't really have a least favorite kill because everything is really like over the top.
Yeah.
So, Kyle?
I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5, which I thought was going to be a lot lower when I first started this movie because I was watching on YouTube. I mean, there's many versions of it on YouTube.
For free? Or?
Well, yeah, it's on YouTube for free. There's many different versions, but the original one I clicked on, like, it would be playing, and then, like, 30 seconds after, so, like, the audio would repeat 30 seconds after a spot. So, like, say if somebody was talking, that dialogue would repeat over the movie that was currently still playing 30 seconds later.
Twice, though. Then you remember.
It was so hard to understand anything with their, like, accents. Not that they're really strong accents, but, like, I tried turning on the fucking captions and it would just repeat it would repeat like what they were saying, and I was like, I'm gonna kill myself. And then Mark told me, like, hey, there's another version. I was like, oh, okay. So
I paid for this Amazon Prime.
Once they're like, I started that one, I was like, oh, this is a little bit easier to digest. And I understand, like, so it's 3.5 out of 5. I understand it's like a horror comedy and it's supposed to be over the top, but it's really not my favorite of that genre. I prefer something like, I don't know, The Stuff, or because even though Stuff's not exactly like as gory, but like something like Psycho Goreman, where they have like it's like tongue in cheek, but and also like crazy
more
effects.
Subtle.
I don't even want to say Psycho Goreman's more subtle because people are literally like, there's like a guy that gets a kid that gets turned into like a ball of mush. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
No.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's good. But I don't know. It wasn't bad, but it just felt super long when I was watching it. And again, I don't know if it's because when you have to take notes, sometimes like things, I have to keep pausing and things drag out a little bit. But it felt long to me. Very impressed though with the effects and what they were able to accomplish with such a low budget for 1992. Because I mean, most movies with a $3 million budget, like, you would maybe get half of these effects, if that. And this is just, this movie is all effects. And I don't know if he just had access to, like, a fucking house and they said, destroy it, do whatever you want. But, like, that, I mean, the amount of goo everywhere and body horror everywhere. My favorite kill is the lady who gets punched through the back of the head and it comes out her mouth, like, the hand. Just because, like, the cut from when her face is up near the screen to like where the cast of her gets punched through the back of the head. Like, that was so seamless. I was like, holy shit. That was a good cut. And it was either that one or the light bulb lady. Cause I thought that was awesome too.
Oh,
like
so funny.
It just lit up for so long. And then just like Mark,
on, she's still lit up too. Yeah.
I thought, I honestly love that effect too. But just like Mark, like, my least favorite kill, I don't even think I have one because I was trying to think of, like, was there a lame kill ever? And maybe it's the guy in the beginning who gets chopped up.
But you still see it though. It's not like it's off screen. So it's
but
like,
when he finally gets killed, you don't see that. You just see his like hand and his other arm. So, 3.5 out of 5. It's not as, it wasn't the movie I thought it was when it originally got announced, but also it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be when I first started watching, just because of that version I was watching. Maria, tell us how you feel. Is your pick?
Yes, this was my pick. And I've been kind of like on the fence about suggesting this one, because I've said that zombie movies are my favorite genre. But I usually go for a more dark, not comedy zombie movie. There are a few select ones that I do really, really enjoy. And this is one of them. But just because it's so wild, it's so crazy. I think it's hilarious that Peter Jackson is the director, and he's such a like big time director now, and everything that he does now is just very like accomplished. And then you see this shit and it's like wild. So it's just a fun movie. I've always loved this one. I definitely had watched this one since I was little, since I was a kid. And it's always stuck with me because I feel like every time I watch it, there's something new that I can find. There's always something going on. So you see like some crazy ass zombie getting decapitated in a corner that I probably didn't notice the first, you know, 40 times I watched it. But it's just a fun one. It's definitely not, I would not recommend it if you were queasy. Like if you get queasy pretty easily because it's very gory, and I love gore, and fun gore is like my favorite. So this one I have to give a 3.5 out of 5. I think it's kind of a, now that I've watched it and analyzed it, it's kind of a weird story. I didn't really, you know, I didn't really care for that, but I do love that it's just a fun watch. My favorite kill was Nurse McTavish, where she comes in, where Vera comes in into her face, and like I love the effects of this movie, they're just so good. And it's where, you know, her whole hands are just around her and she snaps her head back and her whole head is just completely off, and it's like dangling the entire movie by like the back of her neck. It's just so great. I love that.
A partial
but my least favorite kill is probably Yes, like almost decapitated, not quite. But my least favorite was probably the mom. I think that was kind of like the worst part. Well, no, actually, the worst part of the movie was the baby. The baby was like unnecessary.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Oh my God.
And I, I know, because it was like so whatever. I just,
dude, when he's just beating it in the park, though, oh my
God. Yeah. That was good.
Oh, and then it like gets that survives at the end, but nothing ever happens. So I couldn't even say the baby was my least favorite kill because I don't even think it died. But I want to say the mom is probably my least favorite kill just because it was just, you know, I mean, it was a good final villain, which was great, you know, some big crazy monster. But I just, you know, it was just kind of a cop out at the end.
Yes.
But, like, but yeah, I would.
That was good enough.
Yeah. I wanted something more satisfying. But anyway, yeah, this was, I would definitely recommend it if you're into zombies, if you're into gore, if you like horror comedy, I think it's right up your alley. So, but yeah, that's what I give it.
Awesome. So that's Dead Alive, AKA, what's the other one? Brain Dead. Me?
Brain Dead.
From 1992. We'll move on to the next pick.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
And the next pick is mine, and I'm going to be picking The Initiation from 1984.
Before the initiation begins, the subjects are studied. Even their dreams are recorded. Before the initiation begins, the testing areas are selected. The sorority house, the sanitarium, the empty shopping mall.
Delta Rho Chi.
And just before the initiation begins, a toast is required.
And to being young, staying young, and dying young.
The initiation.
Delta Rho Chi be with you.
A fraternal tradition for over 100 years.
Delta Rho Chi.
Created for only one purpose.
Pleasant dreams.
The initiation, the ceremony that will never die, as long as new blood is pledged.
Delta Rho Chi never will die.
Never even heard of it.
It's a slasher, and that's, or slasher-esque movie, and that's all I know. I've never seen it. I've always seen the cover for it. I've always been interested, so figured why not do it on here. All right. If you want to reach out to us, you can always email us at vintagehorrorpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at vintagehorrorpodcast. We do have an X/Twitter at vintagehorror_. You can reach us at any of those. We would really appreciate it if you left us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That would definitely help us out a lot. And if you do, we could give you a little shout out or something. And that's it for us. And we'll catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm on Vintage Horror Podcast.